This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. Whew. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Sorry, y'all, I'm out of breath. I just left the gym in my own, in the brand, the I'm Enough, the I Love Me, the self-love brand. I'm enough. I love me. I'm enough. Self-healing, self-love brand. Link is in the description for that, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about what happens when a narcissist thinks you have betrayed them. Betrayal to a narcissist. Y'all already know this episode is going to be on a whole different level. You already know. Because narcissistic people, toxic people, view betrayal. Y'all know. I'm laughing because y'all know how silly it is when you're dealing with narcissistic people, because they see betrayal way differently than, I would say, non-narcissistic people. I'm not going to say, I know a lot of people in my comment section are like, what about how a normal person would have responded? Yeah, what is normal? I see a lot of people say that in my comment section, like, do you ever wish you were normal? Like, what is normal to y'all? I feel like when people use the word normal, it's kind of just like, I don't know. It just kind of dehumanizes. I don't know. This is how I feel. This is my thoughts. Like, you don't ever want to be normal. How would a normal person react? Like, so I just say non-narcissist or whatever. You know what I mean? But that's my thought process. So when a narcissist thinks you betrayed them, they typically will try to seek vengeance. Vengeance will be mine, said the toxic ass, your toxic ass ex or your toxic ass partner. That's how it goes though, y'all. Narcissistic people tend to want to seek vengeance in some They tend to want to seek vengeance in some way, shape, or form. They just do. They really, really do. They want to seek vengeance in some way or another. Some way, shape, or form or another. That's just how it goes. If they feel like you have betrayed them, if they feel like you have done them wrong in some way, shape, or form, they will seek vengeance on you. That's just how it goes. And this is like, but Lee, what if we haven't done anything wrong? Like, I'm just telling you, you don't even, like, and this is the crazy thing about dealing with some narcissists. They won't even tell you what you've done wrong. They won't even tell you. They won't even just let you know. They will just say, here's the vengeance. They'll start to devalue you, and they'll start to treat you horribly. And this does not have to, this does not have to be an intimate relationship. This does not have to be a boyfriend or girlfriend. This could be a friendship, this could be a partnership, your coworker, your boss, your supervisor, your subordinate, your employees. If they are toxic and they feel like you betrayed them, they're going to try to seek vengeance in some way, shape, or form. Your toxic friend may try to smear campaign you and ruin your reputation to everybody else because they feel like you betrayed them in some way. Your boss, your narcissistic boss, if they feel like they betrayed you, they'll fire you. Your narcissistic employees might try to ruin your company reputation. Your narcissistic partner might go cheat on you or try to hurt your feelings or do something to you like that. Once a narcissist feels like you betrayed them, you are always going to be an enemy to them. I just, like I said, narcissists do not forget. They do not. Narcissists do not forgive and forget. Y'all know my story. If you're new here, I've been in psychotherapy for almost 5 years. I mean, for not almost 5 years. I've been in psychotherapy since October of 2017. So almost 6 years. And I still struggle with forgiving and forgetting. I still hold grudges. I've cut off, once I feel like my people have betrayed me, I cut them off for good. I don't give you a second chance to betray me. I just like, okay. And you could betray me in business. You can betray me in relationships. You can betray me in friendships. I'm cutting you off. I've had friends for 30 years that I don't talk to no more. I've had friends for 20 years that I don't talk to no more. They did one little wrong thing. And I was like, you know what? Done. I feel like you're disloyal. I can't trust you ever again. Done. It's something minor, y'all. It'd be minor stuff. And I'd be like, done. You betrayed me. Like, right now, I'm going through this type of situation right now in my life. Friends with this guy for a good little while. Betrayed me. Betrayed me behind the scenes. Tried to do some old sneaky snake stuff. Got to cut him out of my life. Done. once they betray, once the narcissist feel like you betrayed them, they are going to be done with you. And some of them will seek vengeance. Me, I'm not big on the vengeance thing right now. My vengeance is success. My vengeance is access to me. My vengeance is doing better and living my life better without you. My vengeance is showing you how far I'm going to grow without you part of my life, without you being in my life. That's my vengeance right there. Some people seek vengeance by trying to ruin your reputation, by trying to ruin your life, by trying to ruin your kids' lives, by trying to ruin your, taking down your businesses. Some of them will seek vengeance like that. But me, my vengeance is growth. I'm just going to grow without you. You're going to watch me. You have to watch me from the sidelines, keep growing. You could have been part of my life, but now you got to watch me from the sidelines, keep growing. You know what I mean? But that's the dynamic that you're going to face when you're dealing with a lot of narcissistic people, y'all. You just are. So be prepared for that. You have to be prepared for this dynamic. But what is betrayal to a narcissist? How do narcissists, what is narcissistic robot resetting, y'all. Talking too fast. Should have pushed pause and not recorded video right after gym. Out of breath.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oxygen replenished. Seriously, but this is how it goes, though, y'all. But like, betrayal to a narcissist, because you could talk to one of their enemies. You can be friends with one of their enemies, and they will look at that as betrayal, and you won't even know. Like, y'all, this is the crazy thing about it: some narcissists won't even tell you that you've betrayed them. They'll just let you find out through osmosis or something. They'll just let you find out through the natural process. They won't even tell you that they feel like you've betrayed them. They won't even say anything to you. They'll just cut you off. You won't even know. They'll just let you keep thinking everything's going on, everything's copacetic, everything's even keel, and you won't hear from them again. Like, I ain't hear from Lee in months. What the hell going on? You've boo-doo-doo. The number you have called has been disconnected. Please try again. My number doesn't change. I got you blocked on everything. That's how it happens, though, y'all, because once you cross that line of betrayal, it's crazy. It's wild. They'll treat you horribly. They'll treat you like a secondhand citizen. They will treat you like you don't deserve to be. They will treat you like you are, you know, especially if this is your husband or your wife and they feel like you betrayed them. So betrayal in a marriage or a partnership like that, or a relationship like that, could be something as small as you telling people on the outside what's going on inside your relationship. If they're treating you badly, like if they cheated on you, right? I know it doesn't have to be cheating. They could have stole some money from you. They could have lied about having a job. They could have stole all your money. They could have beat you up. They could put their hands on you, whatever. If they cheated on you and you tell somebody that they cheated on you, you tell somebody that they stole the money from you, you tell somebody that they're treating you badly, that you are betraying them. You are betraying them. Even though they've done something horrible to you, they view you telling somebody about it as betrayal. You just betrayed me by telling people what's going on inside of our relationship dynamic when you could have just kept your mouth shut. That's how some of them view it, y'all. That's literally how it goes. They will look at you like you're betraying them for telling other people what's going on. They would look at you like you're betraying them for telling people that they are treating you badly, because now you embarrass them. Now you're hurting their reputation. Now you brought some shame upon them. So yes, they will look at that. They will view that as a direct betrayal to what is going on in this situation, to how the situation is being handled, to the dynamic. You know what I mean? That is how they are going to view betrayal. They won't forgive. But Lee, what if I didn't do anything wrong? How can I get it? Like, if I feel like I betrayed them, if I told somebody about our business, and then like they feel like I betrayed them, how do I make it right? Yeah. Most times you can't make it right. You will spend a very long time trying to make it right. But every time you do something wrong, something minor wrong, they will literally bring that incident back up, which will show you that they haven't forgiven, which will show you that they haven't forgot. They'll keep bringing that minor incident up. Yeah, I cheated on you, but you told your mom. Yeah, I cheated on you. Yeah, I punched you in your damn mouth, but you told your dad about it. So now I can't be around your dad anymore. So you're going to cut your dad off? Cut your dad out of your life right now. cut your dad out of your life right now, I'll forgive you. You will do, and sometimes people will cut their damn dad off or their mom off or their brothers or sisters just to get forgiven by this toxic ass person. And then guess what? A year down the road, 2 years down the road, you do something minor wrong and they'll bring it back up again. You're like, well, I cut my dad off for you. Are you still bringing it up? Yeah, I don't care. You didn't have to cut your dad off. You made the decision. I didn't make you do anything. I didn't force you to do that. You did it on your own. Boom, gotcha. Because you did do it on your own. I know you were coerced into doing it. It's trauma bond, love, whatever. But you chose this person over your family. So there you go. Now you got to deal with it. Now you feel like you're stuck. Because you cut your family off, they don't have anything else to do with you because you chose this person over them. So now it's a dynamic, y'all. It's a dynamic. I know a lot of people get stuck in these relationships because they don't, like, how can I leave? I don't have nobody else, you know? Because once you feel like they feel like you betrayed them, then it's over. Then it's done with. You know what I mean? Then it's over. Then it's done with. That's the way it goes. This is what I'm telling people. This is what I'm telling the dynamic right here, y'all. Seriously. I want people to live their best life. I want people to live their best existences. But when a narcissistic person feels like you have betrayed them, y'all, they will seek vengeance on you. They will punish you for the rest of your relationship. If you cheat on them, that's the biggest betrayal right there. Like, that's one of the biggest betrayals you can do to a narcissist. If you cheat on them and they take you back, prepare to be punished for the rest of your life. And a lot of times, you're going to feel like you deserve it because you hurt them. I did cheat, so I kind of deserve it. They're going to make you feel like you deserve it. And you're going to be in this relationship dynamic, boohoo crying, I shouldn't have did this. And they're going to treat you like a secondhand citizen. I promise you, y'all. You got to weigh your options to see if this is actually worth dealing with. You know what I mean? That's how it goes, though, y'all. So, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode, y'all. If you follow me on Apple Music, Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. Y'all are doing great with that. I appreciate so many. Y'all are just... The journal, the I Love Me, the self-love journal. If you haven't seen it already, it's on Amazon. Search Lee Hammack self-love. If you have already got the self-love journal, look, leave me a 5-star review, a 5-star rating. If you want to. If you don't, I might view it as a betrayal. And you know how narcissists are betrayed. I'm just joking. You're not joking, Lee. You're a narcissist. I'm seriously joking. Thank y'all so much for the support. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. The brand is still here. I'm enough. I love me. Y'all see the brand? I love me. It's a self-love brand. It's a movement, y'all. Self-love movement. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.